Hello, dear viewers. Thank you for coming back to my channel, or indeed coming for the very first time. And this is about Pauline Hanson's burqa stunt in the Australian Parliament on the 24th of this month. Now, in case you don't know who Pauline Hanson is, she's a senator representing the state of Queensland, running the One Nation Party. I believe they used to be called Australia First. So she's been a prominent figure in the anti-immigration movement in Australia for 30 years. I recall when I first heard about her, and she came from nowhere. She'd run a chip shop, hadn't had any higher education or been politically active at all, and suddenly had a breakthrough, and her party won quite some representation in the mid-90s. By about 2000, it almost collapsed, had almost no money. And so she's a hate figure for the Australian left. Now, she's an ignoramus. I find her rhetoric unpalatable. She's white. Her grandparents shifted from the United Kingdom to Australia. And time was when whites in Australia who didn't arrive from Ireland or Great Britain were despised, called wogs if they were Greek or Italian or things like that, or Polish. And there was that white Australia policy till 1970. Australia's an ethnically diverse country. There are Chinese Australians, Indian Australians, Lebanese Australians, Nigerian Australians, and so forth. And it obviously is good that there's racial equality, and nobody should be discriminated against on the basis of race, colour, and so forth. Pauline Hanson also says that she finds homosexuality deeply distasteful. I don't know if she's changed her mind on that one. It was pointed out, I think it was her second husband was Polish, so I'm not sure she's against whites who arrive from Eastern Europe. But she's certainly very critical of Islam. I think it might be fair to say Islamophobic. So if I were an Australian, I would never vote for her. But she did vocalise some public worries about excessive immigration. I don't think they've got excessive immigration now, or over 20 years ago, illegal immigration. People coming in boats illegally, landing there, claiming asylum. And actually, was the government managed to solve that? Was it John Howard's government? And more recently, what's the guy's name? The mad monk, Tony Abbott, said the thing is, you put them in an unsinkable boat and then you remote control it, send it to wherever. And the problem solved. Anyway, Miss Hanson, she wants a law to criminalise people wearing full face coverings in public. Now, in fairness, it doesn't target the burqa as such. It could be a balaclava. Now, the burqa is this overall dress thing, but it also includes going over the face, showing the eyes, or scarce even the eyes, some sort of gauze thing. They can hardly see out, and you can't make out who they are. And it's associated with fundamentalist Islam. So the great majority of Muslim women don't wear it. It's only in Afghanistan it's the norm, maybe rural Pakistan, not Pakistani cities. So are women wearing it voluntarily? Are they coerced into wearing it? I'm willing to accept that some people are wearing it of their own free will. So why should this not be allowed? I tend towards libertarianism. I find the burqa distasteful, but I wouldn't disallow it. I can see there are situations where the police may be required to remove people's face covering. Either remove it voluntarily, we're going to take it off you to identify you. And obviously rioters, who are usually extreme leftists, they wear balaclavas and the like. So the balaclavas associated with violent crime and terrorism. So she wanted to debate this issue. Anyway, other lawmakers wouldn't allow her introduced on the bill on Monday. So she reprised her stunt of 8 years ago and came in wearing a burqa herself as a protest. So there were howls of outrage from the Green Party in particular, got a few Muslim senators saying she was racist, displaying blatant racism. Well, first of all, it's not racism. The burqa is not part of any race. Nobody is born wearing that. It's not part of anyone's DNA. This is a garment, okay? So garments must be open to scrutiny and criticism, and obviously it's expressive of a certain worldview, which surely people are entitled to analyze, to formulate opinions on, and to express those opinions. So motions of censure were moved against her, saying that she was parading prejudice as a protest for decades. But wait a second, these leftards against her are mostly feminazis. There's no worse symbol of the oppression of women than the burqa, is there? It's associated with the Taliban, where women, you know, were said by the Taliban to have two places, in their family's house or the graveyard. No right to education, often can you get health care, no legal personality, could be beaten up by their husbands, could be murdered for the slightest thing. I've read about a woman going around the back of a motorbike in Afghanistan, couldn't drive it herself, but the wind happened to move a bit of her sleeve and show too much of her arm, and she was killed for that. I'm not actually sure that's what's true. Honor killings? Wow. So there is no more misogynistic ideology than that. And so is it right that Pauline Hanson should say, well, this symbol of this ideology is something that we ought to discuss? Now, I don't agree with that. I wouldn't want to outlaw it. So anyway, a religion is not a race, and a race is not as a religion. It's not against any race or racial group. There she is, as she would see it, advocating for the rights of Afghans. And talk about divisive. Surely that argument is divisive. It cuts you off from the rest of society. And people can't see your facial expressions and things like that. So Penny Wong, the foreign minister, said that Pauline Hanson is not a worthy member of the Australian Senate. Now, I find Ms. Hanson's rhetoric deeply distasteful. I would always vote against her. And she wants to outlaw this item. I mean, all sorts of things are outlawed. Drugs and so on. That might be sort of some of these cultures. Is it racialism not to allow that? So she said the country was being swamped by Muslims. I mean, there's not a very big Muslim community in Australia. And obviously Muslim Australians got the same rights as everybody else. They're now a central part of the fabric of Australia. And I know it has a Christian majority. They tend not to be very fervent. And she said the country was being swamped by Asians. And there is a significant Asian Australian community. These are Australian citizens whose ancestors shifted from, you know, China, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, elsewhere. I mean, I don't think that's the end of the world. These people are human too. I'm not an Australian myself, by the way. So she sent to be someone who deeply dislikes the other and is nostalgic for the Australia of her childhood. I believe she's about 70 years old now, you know, for the Australia of the late 1950s, where virtually everybody was white, where there were nominal Christians and things like that. So, yeah, it's not racialist what she did. But people bring in all sorts of items or wear sorts of items to draw attention to what they believe. Now, she was wearing that burqa. She has the right to wear a burqa, doesn't she? Now, very hypocritical of her to wear it. If you're so against it, don't wear it yourself. But other people have worn things. So you express your personality, your opinion by what you wear, a T-shirt with a slogan, a badge, a cap or something like that. So why shouldn't she have this rights? Now, I don't know what the rules of the Australian Senate are. So it's possible that she was in the breach of this. But talk about being insulting. Weren't they insulting calling her racialist? I mean, actually, I think she is racist, although not on this particular occasion. She said it was disrespectful to Muslim Australians. I mean, obviously, most Muslim Australians don't wear that item. So she would say that there are Mohammedan women who are sometimes forced to wear this. So there she is trying to emancipate them. Goodness. So I don't think it was disgraceful. There's some intemperate reaction, the tantrum thrown by the leftists who are all against misogyny. And there they are speaking up for the most misogynistic ideology in the world, that of the Taliban. And there are people, the feminazis are all saying Western countries are rape cultures. Now, rape is an abhorrent crime, absolutely no doubt about it. I don't want it to happen to anyone. I don't want it to happen to me. But where really is a rape culture is anyone ruled by the Taliban or that ilk, where going by Islamic law, they set the bar for the evidential barrier impossibly high, this bar to clear having four adult male witnesses of unimpeachable integrity. Now, how on earth are they going to be four men watching this felony being committed unless they're participants? And therefore, it's impossible to prove. And the victim herself gets in prison when she reports the crime, because then she's confessing to committing fornication. So that really is appalling. Anyway, of course, people should be allowed to practice Islam. And most Muslims are not like the Taliban. And as I say, I think the burqa ought to be allowed, much though I dislike it. You may dislike my appearance, what I wear. Fine. You say it. You ridicule that. Grow up. And that's what a free society is, to tolerate things you dislike, you disapprove of. You dislike Pauline Hanson wearing that? Well, okay, but you have to let her do it. So get over yourselves. Anyway, so Pauline Hanson and her opponents come across badly. There might be some people in the middle, well, a bit like me, who are neutral, who are sensible and wise about this one. Well, thanks for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.